Boom. Here we go. Hello, everyone, up on Facebook Live. If you like this, click like and share. Here are people watching it online on my Zoom. And I'll tell you why I do the two different things and what I found. I'm Will Horton. For those that really don't know me that well, a lot of you do. You know, how to take your business online, especially in this time of panic and everything else going on. Well, first, a little bit about me. For those that don't know, I started the first online addiction treatment center. That was a long time ago. We started offering things online. A little caveat. I just got the thing from the state, a couple states I'm licensed in. Even though they fought it for many, many years, the idea, I'm going to mute everybody if that's okay. You know, if you need to let me know, I can, if you have a question. So anyway, I just got a thing in the state, even though the psychological associations kind of have fought the idea of doing any kind of telehealth, teletreatment, things like that. That's been a rift in the psychological community. They've just said, because of the virus and everything going on, you know, that you can do it now. And of course, one of the things, I did call up someone I know that's big in the license side, and he's on the legal side of it. He goes, well, the interesting thing, they keep saying this is temporary, but once it's out of the bag, it's hard to walk it back. In fact, one of the hypnosis organizations, which kind of fought, you know, telehealth, online treatment, has said, well, it's okay now. So again, now you can't walk it back. So it's just, for those of us who have been doing it for a while that really didn't pay attention to what these things were saying anyway, it's kind of interesting. But again, I started the online Charlotte Harbor Treatment Center, and we had a period of, it went under for other reasons. Then there was another treatment center, Live Free Online Addiction Treatment, that was quite successful. I think it's still going on. I'm not there anymore. And then of course I have the AASolved.com, which is an online one, that I will be bumping up to get this going because of this. I've been teaching classes online, just so you know, I've been doing this since 2012, if not 2010, I started doing it, got real serious teaching online classes, right? And of course, as many of you know, I was the very first person to offer any kind of video NLP training back in the mid 90s, which, trust me, it raised hell with people. I still remember getting horrible letters from some of the leaders in the field. I thought it was funny, but yeah, whatever. So I was doing it, and I've offered online or video hypnosis training, which we'll see, one of the reasons you want to jump on and do an online business. And for those on Facebook Live, if you have the link, you can go to the Zoom and you can see the beautiful PowerPoint demonstration that I'm doing. And I'll turn it off in a minute. Let me pin my video and I'll show you how to do this, right? So, and why we want to do what we do. You know, it sounds easy. Just start doing online treatment. You know, just use Skype, right? Or things like that, right? And why it doesn't work. So why do you want to adapt? Why do you want to take your business online? Obviously, adapt or disappear. We all remember, most of us on this call, remember Blockbuster Video, Fortune 100 company. And they're gone now. Well, they're still around. There's like 400 stores, I think, some in parts of the Midwest, a few in Alaska, and a few other places. I didn't know that till a guy I did a movie with, he sells to Blockbuster. But, you know, it basically disappeared. Had the chance to buy Netflix, they said, no, it's kind of stupid, right? And, of course, look at Sears, right? They, when Walmart was starting to grow, the CEO of Sears at the time kind of made fun of them, right? Oh, it's kind of a whatever. And, of course, now we know, because at the time, Sears was the world's largest retailer, you know, and Walmart was a small startup from Arkansas. Now, you know, Sears will probably disappear in our lifetime, and Walmart is exploding. And of course, some of us remember things like Radio Shack. We could go on and on. And it's adapt or die, right? And Radio Shack, which we all remember that, and I still miss it, had the chance to do more online stuff. And for whatever reason, they chose not to, and they're gone, right? So why do you want to do this? Well, first of all, expand your reach, right? You can reach beyond your border, your city, wherever you are. If you have a brick and mortar practice, which is funny, I just launched mine and then this happens. But if you have a brick and mortar practice, you're limited by the people who can drive there, right? So this expands the reach. And of course, that's if you're non-licensed. There are still some fights going on about, if I'm licensed in California and Florida as a psychologist, if I was going to do psychotherapy online, could I do it outside of the scope of my state, like California or Florida? We'll see that change rapidly. One of the things about this, when there's crisis, rapid evolution happens in science, technology, social things like that, right? They always talk about how things grow in wartime, in science, because there's pressure, and of course we remember things like Velcro, WD-40, all this stuff was either invented in wartime or the space race, right? So anyway, why do you want to do this? Well, you want to expand your reach and you want to provide extra support. Even if you got a brick and mortar practice, I'm not saying leave it. I like talking to people. I like doing live trainings, but it can provide extra support like we're doing right now because there could be extenuating circumstances. If you're in certain parts, I see a couple of people on that I see there. They're from New York City. It's pretty much a lockdown. Peter O'Dell's in beautiful West Virginia, which pretty much is, it's West Virginia. Sorry, I have to say that. So that's why you want to do it, right? How? Well, I'm going to tell you the easiest way, and the way I'm doing it right now. I'm doing a Facebook Live. This is for an outreach. And then I flip over to Zoom. And when I talk about this, one of the things I stress to people that I mentor, because I started doing mentoring not too long ago, right? And one of the things when I do a mentoring program, I say you pay me X amount. And if this does not make you a lot more money, we're not going to continue the relationship. I'll work with you till it works for you. But when we're doing this, always remember, don't step over dollars to save a dime. I'm going to mention what I'm on my computer, which is Zoom. That you need, if you're really going to do online trainings, you want to start getting a Zoom Pro account. Yes, it's like $14 a month. One of the people I was mentoring said, well, they were just going to use Skype. And I said, well, first of all, you agreed to follow some instructions. If you do Skype, I have no idea how to help you take your practice online on Skype. I don't do that. I don't really like Skype. There's too many. And now in this, when everybody's going online, Skype is having a lot of trouble. Zoom isn't as much, right? I can show you how to use Zoom and Facebook, right? I'm not going to go learn how to do Skype because I don't like Skype. Plus, with Zoom, it offers some wonderful things. And I don't even know if Zoom has an affiliate program. I should look into it since I'm always talking about it. It has a couple of wonderful, wonderful things that add to you if you're going to take this online, right? So Zoom, which is what I'm on that. And there's a post on there if you want to flip over to it. So if you're going to do something like this, right, you could offer right now. The other day, I think, was it Monday or Tuesday, I did a free natural antiviral session, or whenever I did it, right? And I'll send people the PowerPoints for free if you want it. I just did a how to raise your natural antiviral things, right? I'll send you the PowerPoint I did, and the people that were on my list, I told them all, well, then you record it, and you could tweak the PowerPoint to fit you. Maybe you have different expertise. One of my people is a Chinese medicine doctor, so they added some Chinese medicine aspects to it. Great, right? And then put it on your Facebook, on your website, or on your YouTube channel, right? But if you offer a free antiviral session right now, or how to raise your viral thing, I didn't do like a lot of people are doing stress sessions, and I strongly suggest that. I'll probably do that this weekend. Well, then you have something to offer to your current clients that. Also, we all know one of the fears, one of the reasons you want to take your business online, it's like why, like all the gym owners are terrified and all the nightclub owners and restaurant owners of shutting down just even for a couple weeks. I do know this from the gym world because I was a part owner of a gym years ago and ran a gym in the early, while I was going to college. If you close, you will always lose certain people that just won't come back. We experienced people that when we'd have a snowstorm, this was in the just outside Chicago. And if we shut down for a couple of days in a snowstorm, you know, people would not come back to the gym. People get out of the habit, right? So that's one reason, like health clubs and bars, restaurants, they're terrified. A lot of our clients, they're coming to you once a week, especially if you had a psychotherapy practice where they come regularly. You know, if they get out of the habit of coming, they may not come back, right? Same with you, if you're in the middle. I always did like sessions for my brick and mortar practice, you know, 6 sessions for weight loss. If you're on session 3 and you stop, you may not come back. It's not that it's not working. It's just other things begin to take precedent. So, but if you have this, you could send it out to your clients. Hopefully you have their email. Here's a link to the YouTube to watch on how to raise your natural antiviral session, which would then be easy to say to them, hey, I'm doing online sessions. Hey, Joshua, how are you? And Bill, a few other people I see up there, Steve. So, you know, you could offer it and say, you know, hey, so we don't have to stop our program. We don't have to stop our sessions. We could do them virtually, like we're doing. I'm doing this here. I'm doing the Facebook Live, right? So you could do the antiviral, record it, and put it up on Facebook, and then do the sales pitch for your, by the way, if people, especially your current clients, like Michelle in Pennsylvania, say, well, don't stop here. I also now do online trainings, right? I do online sessions, right? So you can use Facebook, you can link it to your YouTube, which will help build your credibility as an online person, right? And how do you get comfortable doing it? You just start doing it, right? And you know, one thing, by me doing all this video work in the last 8 years, it's made me a much better film actor, by the way, because I'm not terrified of a camera. So that's some of the things you wanted to go. And so what I would do would be like a short demo of an antiviral, right? And so for my Zoom people, they can see what I'm going to do now. I'm going to flip over. And what I would do is I would start my antiviral thing, right? And, you know, and I would do a short, quick thing on, you know, how to raise your antiviral load, right? And so that's what I, you know, you could do. I will send that to anybody that wants it, right? I will post it up again so people can watch. I think I posted it the other day. So, you know, I could talk about how, you know, the number one way to ruin your immune system is to be fearful and or worried, or which raises your stress level. Stress cortisol actually causes your brain to go in and shut down your immune system. So you basically, even if you're healthy, if you're under enough stress, you have a compromised immune system, much like someone with an immune deficiency disorder. And so we're seeing the spike in the cases. One of the postulations, if you will, people have postulated that one of the reasons you're seeing an extra spike is people are under stress. They're not eating right. All those things that actually lower your immune system are kicking in, right? And so now if you get exposed to the virus, you're much more likely to have it impact you strongly, because they are finding that certain people can be exposed to it and they don't develop symptoms, right? Their body takes it, their immune system's strong enough to adapt, and it creates its own antivirals without getting really, really sick. And, you know, I'm not getting into the political debate about, you know, quarantine and all that. It's just, this is how your system works. And most people don't understand how your system works. They're just turning on, you know, CNN, which is crisis news network now, you know, or MSNBC, you know, my shit. I used to have an analogy, but basically it's all crisis and scare, because it gets you to watch more news, right? So how do you raise your immune system? You know, right? Eat right, get some rest. I mean, do all those things. Sunshine. One of the counterintuitive things, when they look at the Spanish flu epidemic, which is mirroring what we're going through now, which everyone should look up, the Spanish flu epidemic, what they found helped people was sunshine and fresh air, right? You know, you could still keep your social distance, but people are hunkering down in their house and things like that. So anyway, you could spin that however you want, but if you did something like this, put it to your list, put it to your client, A, you're adding value. You're adding value, right? Great, right? So that's how you can do it. Now, So what we want to do is think about how to do this, right? Well, I'm going to offer a class because you know what? When there's a crisis, you should be trying to help people, right? And you should be trying to help yourself as well as other people. So I'm going to do an online class. It's on how to set up Zoom and how to operate Zoom, right? Because one of the great things about Zoom is the way you can record. It makes very good recordings. And one of the great things about Zoom, if you were doing an online session, here's a free, I'm going to teach some people, right? I'll teach this part, is if, like right now I'm doing Zoom. I could go in and let's say I was doing a session and I wasn't recording it because I when I do live sessions with people, unless like my mentorees or the people I'm helping, unless they want the whole thing recorded, I'm just going to record when I do a hypnosis or an NLP intervention or something like that. They may not want the entire thing recorded, right? Or if they do, they only want the audio. The great thing about Zoom, it's worth the price just for the fact that when it's done, it renders your video in an MP format, which right easily uploads to Facebook, it uploads to YouTube, it uploads to Vimeo. I mean, boom, it's great. It also has a very good audio track. A very, very good audio track. So let's say I was doing a live session and we've done this and I've done my information gathering. I do all my linguistics tricks, you know, the pre-framing, the stuff, because 90% of the people I mentor and or, excuse me, do sessions with, I have to be covertly doing 90% of what I do because they're in their heads trying to analyze what I'm doing, trying to figure out what is he doing. And then they also fall into what I call the paradox of knowledge. They're trying to analyze what I'm doing so they can use it with their clients rather than let it help themselves. Or they're critiquing, why is he doing this technique when I would do that? So it's kind of, so I have to hide everything that I'm doing, which makes it kind of fun for me. It's why I've started doing it again, right? And of course, if I'm doing it with, what do I want to call, non-NLP or hypnosis people, it's just straight sessions, right? So I don't have to hide it. But they may not want to watch the or listen to the whole recording. They only want if I'm doing hypnosis and NLP technique at the end. So then what you can do, the great thing about Zoom, you could stop the recording. Boom, if you come up to this thing for my people on, right? I could go stop the recording and then, or pause it and then restart it, right? If I just pause it, that say they want to say something they don't want recorded. Maybe Skype can do it. I don't know how, but I've had people go, they want the whole thing recorded. And they said, can I talk to you like off book, off the record? I said, sure. So I could go in, I could pause the recording and they're telling me some things they don't want recorded. I'm like, great. And then they, okay, now start the recording. I let people know that you can do that. Okay, great. So it's very private. It's very customized. So excuse my dogs in the background. And so you have to be ready for things like that. That's why people wonder, I know one guy said, why do I wear headphones? Because my Facebook Live, you can hear the dogs quite easily. The Zoom, you can hear them, but not as much because it's a different mic. So that's one of the reasons you always see me wearing a headphone. So I go over all this kind of stuff. But anyway, with Zoom, you can stop or pause the recording, pause if they don't want something recorded, but want the overall. Or many people, hey, just record the hypnosis part and send me the audio of the hypnosis part. And if you're just doing the audio, you could go in and turn off the video. So it's only picking up the audio, right? And again, this is why you really don't want to try like conference calls and things like that for sessions. You know, if you did do that, by the way, you're telling everybody you're in the, you know, late 90s, maybe turning the century. I'm going to show people how to do this in the class, right? This is what I'm doing, right? How to record. I'll give ideas for topics on how to build your business, how to take your business online so you have current customers, and also this great way to do outreach for new customers. Things like I just said, the natural antiviral. You can do a couple free stress reliefs. A lot of people are doing that, right? So I'll give ideas for topics. I'll do ongoing support, right, to help you do it. Because I always say, if I do something for you like this, if it does not bring you very high ROI, return on investment, I'll work with you to raise it. I'll also show you how to use private Facebook groups. This is for my Facebook, right? Which, oh my God, this has made everything so much easier. If you know how to use and leverage private Facebook groups, you don't have to build a website right away. They have to upload your videos or create, put them all on Vimeo, and then figure out a way to put the Vimeo onto the website. And say you're going to operate quickly, like I'm doing now, and you're going to get things out there. If you know how to do this one little trick, boom, it's great. Also, as you begin to do this, I'll do a session on something I've been doing with my Become an Author Fast group, which is radio training, how to get, you know, radio and TV interviews. And a couple people already have just tried simple things and they've gotten on the radio to talk about, you know, why hypnosis is wonderful in a high stress time like we're in right now, right? So they got on a local radio show, you know, it was call in, they didn't go. And you know, I was showing them how to do that. So that'll be the bonus part of the training, right? And so when I do this, right? And by the way, reason I'm doing this for all the people on the Zoom, you know, I got you on the call, you know, I'm teaching you some good information, how to use the Zoom, you know, how to turn on and off. You can see my screen. I could turn off the video, boom, right? And I can turn the video back on. That's how, I don't want to stop the recording. You know, I could mute myself, all this wonderful stuff that, Zoom allows, and I'll be doing a Zoom course. Right. And now, yes, I'm doing a capitalistic sales pitch, right? Because we're all in business and you got to learn how to do this. It's one of the things I'll teach people how to do, become very comfortable with doing an online, if you want to call it, sales pitch. I never call it closing. Here's the thing I want everyone to wrap their head around. Never think about you're going to close a sale. I'm not closing the sale. What I'm doing is this is a pre-frame, as my friend Jason would say, right? And actually Richard Bandler, I'm opening the ongoing relationship. Because, you know, if you think about the idea, those of us in the NLP, if I say I'm closing the sale, that means it's over. And that comes from like car dealers. When the salesman closes the sale, he takes you to the next level, which is probably financing. And then they walk you over to, you get your car, and then you meet the service manager. That's the guy you're going to be doing the business with, the service manager. So the salesman has closed. I like to think in our business, we're opening the relationship, right? Because once you decide to work with me, now we open the relationship. Now we go to the next level, right? And again, just like everything else, if you give everything away for free, and I know I'm big in giving away a lot, I've given away a lot of info today, you know, you train your clients to never pay you money. And some of them want to pay you money to keep the relationship, to move to the front of the line. That's the other thing. If you do everything for free, everybody becomes equal. If you have a mentoring group and a service group and this and that, you know, if anybody's been to a Tony Robbins seminar, I'll tell you, you know, the people that sit up front the Platinum Partnership. When I was in the Tony Robbins group, And that's why you want to know how to mute everybody. See, I just, if you saw that on there, I heard it. I went in, I muted it, you know. But in the Platinum Partnership, you get better service because you're in the Platinum Partnership, right? So this is why, and I'll teach you how to do this and be very comfortable with it. So if anybody's interested in learning how to do a true online session, right, and you know, and get comfortable with it, because I've already seen people begin to ask questions on Facebook about, well, I'm going to do some online sessions. You know, how do I do this technique? How do I do that technique? Well, that's what we'll be going over, how to adapt it. Because trust me, one of the biggest things I had to learn, and my wife and anybody that's seen me, if you're on Facebook or you're on my other group, anyone that's ever seen me teach or do work, I'm constantly moving around. I'm on my feet, da, 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 da. And to sit like this and do everything like this, you know, even in my office in a brick and mortar, I'm sitting by you if we're doing an online session or a live session, but I move around, I get up, I move, I do things. I can't do that here, right? And now I'm starting to do online classes where through Zoom, I'm going to plug in an external big camera, not just my computer camera. So I'm going to actually, you know, in the other room with the wall, I'm going to be teaching just like I would in a classroom, right? So I'm going to be showing that, right? And so there's that. So anyway, this is what I'm offering. It's $297 for non-active NFNLP members, because you're not in my group. I don't really know you. I need to bring you into my group. And so there's that. It's $197 for active NFNLP members, people that are in the group, that are their membership is current, right? And I'll probably sweeten that deal with an extra class. And then $97 for people in my mentoring group, because I do have my mentoring group that they people pay me. So I mentor them, you know, 2 phone calls a month, a group conference call. If people want info about that, you know, how to take things to the next level. I know when I work with the people, my coaches, everything goes much, much better, right? Because there's some external, validation. So if you're interested, email me. I'll send you the info. I know it's not for everybody, but I'll teach you how to get comfortable with doing this, right? And we're going to start Monday with a live class. And then while I'm in the live class, I'm going to show people also how to set up that thing with Facebook. So like people that can't be in the live class, it'll probably be at noon or 11 a.m. Eastern for the live class, where I'll show people how to do this. I'll record it. It'll be on Zoom. And then, you know, I can post it into places where they can watch it. And I'll talk how maybe it'll be on your website. I'll show you how to do that. Or I'll show you how to put it in a private Facebook group. Hey, Sean, Steve, Stephen Daly, Carolyn East. Hey, everybody, Bridget. So anyway, that's going to start on Monday. It's going to be, you know, 4 to 8 classes. I have a tendency. I know, like Carolyn East, who's on Facebook live right now, she could tell you I usually start a class. I'll say it's like 4 to 6 sessions, and it'll go 10 or 12 because I think of new shit to teach, new ways to implement stuff, new ways to help people. It causes me to learn more and more. So together we can all adapt. But please, everybody, at least reach out to get if you haven't already, to get the antiviral PowerPoint, so you can record that in your own words, tweak it up in your own way, so you can get that out, because it's good information. If you have an expertise like the lady I have with Chinese medicine, or the chiropractor, or I had a couple medical doctors, they were going to add their take. That's fine, right? And then it builds your, it starts building your online credibility. And that's the other big fear people have. They don't have their, you know, they haven't yet, right? And so that's what I hope to do. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to stop the Facebook Live I'll see you all soon. I'm keeping the Zoom. So yes, somebody just, so anyway. And then, by the way, I also show this because on beautiful. Someone just asked to get the copy of the antiviral PDF. Email me at Dr. Will Horton. Here, I'll just put it here. Dr. Will Horton at gmail.com. And it's going to go to everyone. I'll show people how to do this on Zoom later on. Boom, there's my email. So make sure if you want the antiviral, that's free. I don't care. I think it's just good information to get out there to people. If you want info on jumping into the class, let me know. I'd love to have you aboard. And what I might do for all the people, work something out extra if you need it. Get you on. And again, I always say, if I can't help you make money, I'll do everything I can to do that, right? So get in touch with me and let me know how I can help, right? And it's going to be a lot of fun for the people that decide to do it. And for everybody else, Godspeed, stay safe, don't freak out. And I will say this, one of the things that drove me crazy, And this is where we could help. This is why I want people to do this, to do the antiviral thing. There was a thing about, you know, some guy was worried, it was a medical doctor, because what he saw was 37% of the people like under 50 that got the virus would need hospitalization. That was the statement. Okay. Well, when he made the statement, people started picking up on it. My God, you know, 37% of the people under 50 that get the virus will need hospitalization. Well, he prefaced it later saying, well, what he was stressing was people under 50 with any kind of immune disorder could need hospitalization. Well, that takes the number down. But then again, later on, I'm watching something on sports, right? Because I'm going kind of stir crazy, but I was watching it. And that guy made the comment, you know, this is why it's very serious. 37% of the people under 50, they get the virus. Well, he didn't say get the virus. 37% of the people under 50 will need hospitalization due to the coronavirus. And I'm like, well, first of all, he kind of said, well, if you look at 100 people in a group, that means 37 of them may need a hospital. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If you understand the numbers, this is the kind of thing you could stress in whatever way works for you. Out of the 100 people, if everyone's exposed, not everybody's getting sick. I'm not saying everybody might not be contagious. That's different. But not everybody's getting sick. Only, I forget what this number is, like 18 to 20% will really experience tough symptoms. Many people won't even know they have it, which that's another discussion, right? But to make that leap to scare people to the point, if you look at a group, that means 37 people will be fighting for, you know, the hospital bed. So that's the kind of thing. And the person probably thought he was doing a service to everybody. And the quick question was, how long will each class be? Probably 45 minutes to an hour, because I know people are you know, busy. If you're seeing clients, if not, it'll be about an hour, and then we'll do that, and I'll do some work on that, and I'll help people get more active. Someone asked how to become a member of NFNLP, the number one NLP group in the world, in my opinion. It's like the second oldest under continuous. You know, it hasn't really changed. There's a couple other groups. There's the Society of NLP. There's the American Board and NFNLP. And then there's a couple of ANELTA. But we've been around since the late 80s. And so anyway, to become a member, go to nfnlp.com. You can join. Or if you sign up for one of these, if you sign up for the class, you know, even for the people that aren't active members, I'll only charge you the active membership price and give you a free year of the membership. So anyway, everyone have fun. I'd like to thank everybody for hanging in there with me. I know sometimes I babble, but I like doing this and helping people grow and change. And everything can be an opportunity or a problem. All right. They just closed my health club today. Florida is one of the last states to close health clubs. And I was rather upset because I like to work out. You know, Georgina Cannon, some of the people on here, you know, saw that. They know me, right? Well, I'm using it as an opportunity because for the last few weeks, I've been saying I got to get back into some yoga stuff. Like there's a certain style I like, taught by that ex-wrestler guy, because I tore my Achilles tendon. I need to get limber, which is tight because my Achilles is tight in my knees. And I was doing, you know, like 2 days a week, I would do like a quick 30-minute, like, you know, little yoga thing. Well, because they shut down my gym and I'm used to working out at a certain time, I made the effort. I went in my room. I have some videos I like to use for my yoga. And of course, you can go to YouTube and there's millions of them, right? And I'm going to start doing my yoga, right? And some body strengthening exercise I can do with my own body weight. So I could take the problem and use it as an opportunity in a different way. And then when it goes back to the new normal, I can go back to the health club. So anyway, because a couple years ago, I was still doing my little 20-minute yoga thing a couple of days a week in the back of the health club, you know, and I got away from it. So this is a way to reboot it. So everything can be a problem or an opportunity or both. So that's one of the things we'll be talking about, how to have some fun with it. And Miss Quigley, are you related to, his name just fell out of my head. Anyway, but I've known him for 25 years or so. Anyway,
David Quigley?
Yes.
You know, actually, David Quigley's, that's not his real name. He took that name when he became a hypnotist. So, no, we're not related. I'm authentic.
Well, my first acting name was Eric Grant. Right? Because when I went to get my SAG thing, there was already an actor named William Horton. And it doesn't matter if it's your real name, you can't use it, right? Maybe they've changed it. So I picked Eric Grant. So, yeah. So anyway, I think that's funny though. Anyway, everyone have a great day. I'll see you soon. Get in touch with me if you have any questions, drwillhorton@gmail.com. I'm going to start this on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get people into Zoom. I should look into note to self. Does Zoom have a affiliate program? So I can sign people up through the affiliate and you guys can save some money that way. Talk to you soon. Have a great day. Godspeed. Stay safe.